The new film, Let Him Go, stars two iconic actors who began in the 80s, Diane Lane and Kevin Costner. They play Margaret and George Blackledge, who live a pretty contented life on a Montana ranch with their adult son, his wife, and baby. But the son dies tragically in a horse fall. Jumping ahead a few years later, and his widow, Lorna, marries again to a character named Donnie Weeboy. It's not long before Donnie is revealed as an abusive jerk. And then he disappears, snatching away George and Margaret's cherished grandson. All they know is that he's gone back to his people somewhere in North Dakota. Costner and Lane have played a couple before. They were Ma and Pa Kent in the Superman movie Man of Steel. Here they show a laconic, lived-in rapport as Margaret, who's got a serious case of the stubborns, hits the road, and former lawman George, doubtful but loyal, joins the quest. Under the direction of Thomas Bazooka, who also wrote the screenplay, the two stars convince you to stick with a plot line that starts to look a little odd, like having you believe that without too much time or trouble, they find the corner of North Dakota where the Wee Boys live and where the locals react to their name with wary, apprehensive looks. The clan, it turns out, is a nest of evil rednecks presided over by frightening matriarch Blanche, played by British actress Leslie Manville, who can whip out a hatchet if she's in the mood. In its last 30 or 40 minutes, the movie turns into something reminiscent of Sam Peckinpah's 70s violence fest Straw Dogs, with some ordinary decent people pushed to the point of taking drastic action. The story, set in the early 60s, is just distant enough to make you believe that the Blackledges can find little help. The result is fire, gunplay, and plenty of casualties. Some viewers might reject the crazy turns in the story. I was persuaded just enough to empathize with Margaret and George, who cannot let their flesh and blood be suckled on poison. The theme is somewhat reinforced with a side character, a lonely young Native American brought up in a reservation school that stomped out his roots. Let Him Go, which can be found on Prime Video or Redbox, is a flawed film, but on the Horse Whisperer scale, it's 3.5 out of 5. For the Friday Film Review, I'm Rick Brough.